cold very much, and years later, when Rob and I went deep sea fishing off the coast of Cornwall, I found I really didn't like fishing very much. I was okay for about the first half an hour, but it was an 8-hour trip and 7.5 hours of very miserable Martin, followed by best part of 24 hours of recovery. But that's another story. Anyway, I'm not a fisherman, but I am proud, in a very small way, to be able to say that, like the disciples James, John, Peter, and Andrew, I have fished. Anyway, this is not about fishing, this is about chocolate. When we were about 11, Matthew moved far, far away to foreign parts in East Grinstead. I missed him, and the next year, I was allowed to go and stay with him in the summer holidays. What a childhood. And we went fishing with his dad. It was just like old times, about 9 months ago. Before we fished, we went to the tackle shop, which are very scary places. I don't know if anybody's fished and know what a tackle shop's like. It's full of very strange things. I bought some more line because every time I go fishing, or did go fishing, my line ended up in a knotty mess. And we bought some lovely wriggling bait. I can't remember what type of bait it was, but all bait seems to wriggle. On the peg at the end of the counter were very large bags of chocolate buttons at a ridiculously low price, even for the 1980s, 10p a bag, something like that. Now, I had my pocket money, and my parents weren't there to stop me, and I was 11. So I bought two of these very large bags. Over the course of the day, we fished, and I ate chocolate buttons. I don't remember much else about the day, except that by the afternoon, I had eaten a lot of those buttons. I was not feeling very well. And it was not just the quantity. There was something funny about the chocolate. When I mentioned this to Matthew's dad, he looked at the bag and pointed out, quite factually, that these were for dogs. I'd been eating dog chocolate all day. I remember that we checked and they were marked as non-toxic, but I really wasn't convinced, and I'm still not convinced. And the strange aftertaste has never left me. Whenever I eat cheap chocolate, I get flashbacks. And whenever I taste chocolate of unknown origin for the first time, my senses are on high alert. Will it be that stuff? Now, my son Daniel's favorite chocolate is Terry's chocolate orange. My daughter Becca likes Lindt. Nanette, my wife, loves green and black. I'm not really a big dark chocolate person, but I can understand it. I'm a Dairy Milk or Toblerone man, but I do consider Yorkie, Galaxy, or Milka to be considered real as well. And then, of course, there's posh, so-called luxury chocolate like Thornton's, Hotel Chocolat, and many of these craft chocolate makes that are coming out all the time. Let's not talk about American chocolate, especially let's not talk about Hershey's, but I am sensitized to real chocolate. I can tell what is not real, and I really look out for it. Anyway, I know what you're thinking. What's all this about chocolate? Well, in response to your thinking that, I'm thinking, if you have to ask about chocolate and it's Christmas. Anyway, one thing I'm sure we will all agree about is that putting chocolate in advent calendars is one of the key scientific advances of our lifetimes. When I was a boy, advent calendars had little Christmas pictures behind the doors. And to be fair, we were very happy with those little Christmas pictures. But then someone came up with the fantastic idea of putting chocolates behind the doors. Just wow. Then about 10 years ago, I think they made it even better because the real advent calendar people came along and did both. The Christmas story in pictures and chocolate, fair trade chocolate. Two great things smashed together. Brilliant. By the way, I did a bit of research on the internet, and I can tell you the word advent actually comes from two ancient Phoenician words. Vent, which is similar to the coin Greek, means a small window or door, and ad is a preposition meaning just after or just behind, hence the advent calendar, or the just behind little doors calendar. So-called proper linguists and scholars will tell you that the word Advent comes from the Latin word adventus and means arrival or approach. And you can believe the linguists and scholars, or you can believe my wholly invented research. It's entirely up to you. By the way, Nanette, my wife, thinks this story is too silly for a sermon, so I left it in to prove her wrong. Seriously, though, I love real chocolate. And I love Christmas. I love real Christmas. When Christmas comes, I try hard to focus on the parts that feel like Jesus. I look for the taste of him, not the fake, cheap Christmas, but the real, authentic, true Christmas. The joy and celebration, the giving and receiving of gifts, doing both with generosity. I don't know what you're like, but receiving gifts sometimes is just as important as giving them. And the sharing and caring for others, for our families and friends, of course, but for the people in need around us and around the world. The love, the peace, and the hope, the firm and solid hope we have because of God's promise in Jesus, that we are saved and safe. And the wonder and awe that God, the creator of everything, this God who created everything you see on David Attenborough and everything you see on Brian Cox's universe, this God, bigger than anyone can possibly imagine, created the whole of creation is a mere speck in his hand. The wonder and astonishment that this God loved us, loved me, loved you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus. It is bonkers what Christians believe, but it is wonderfully bonkers, and I believe it to be true. This unimaginable, unknowable God chose to be known. He chose to show himself and chose to come into our lives as a baby, as a child and as a grown man, to be with us and to offer us a way and a hope. He came into this world as a human. He walked with us, he hungered with us and ate with us. He cried and grieved with us. He loved us and showed us how to love each other. So this is what stuns and surprises me each and every year at Christmas. Each year I am surprised anew by the real Christmas, the Christ-flavored Christmas. And when people think about Christmas, when we all think about Christmas in the next 2 weeks, because there's lots of other things on our minds, let's think a bit about Jesus. And this is important too. We look at Jesus, not at the people who follow him. I love chocolate. You only have to look at me and guess that's true. But even more, I love Jesus. And I would love it if you only had to look at me to guess that too. But don't look at Christians. Christians can be pretty rubbish. I know. As John the Baptist said, he is the one. I am not worthy to untie the straps of his sandals. I am a Christian, not a Christianian. Christians, thank God, are not where my hope lies. Christ is. So look for the real Jesus at Christmas. Elizabeth said of her cousin Mary, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." We're living in a dark world and in dark times. But because of Christmas, because God chose to do this thing, to send his son into this world, to show himself to us, to make himself known to us, and to suffer and die for us, to rise again, and to defeat death itself for us. Because of Jesus Christ, we have a promise. And we are blessed when we believe, when we put our trust in Jesus. In this dark world, in dark times, this is where we can trust wholeheartedly. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Saviour. Amen.